not get much from out of the
She has been sponsored by Linda Milton Frank in memory of Moshe Ben Yehudazel. Tonight's shiur is a special shiur in terms of Inyan with Yerushalayim, but actually the first of the Ma'amar Kamos really starts on something which is related a little bit to Hilchos Aveilos, so it's kind of be the bridge between the normal shiur that we've been giving this year and tonight's special shiur. So we're going to be discussing with Hashem tonight about the concept of Churban and Binyan and Halacha. What exactly constitutes Yerushalayim b'Churbana? What exactly are the criteria to label that Yerushalayim is b'Binyana? And these are not just esoteric academic questions. These are real halachic questions. There are halachas that depend on whether we label that Yerushalayim is in the state of Binyan or in the state of Churban. So the sugya begins in Maseches Ma'akot and Daf Chavav and Aleph, the first of the Ma'amakomos. Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Ula Bira, Amar Rabbi Elazar. If a person sees the cities of Yehuda bichurbanam, is not referring necessarily to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim happens to also be one of the cities of Yehuda, but here it's referring to the other Ari Yehuda. So if a person sees one of the Ari Yehuda bichurbanam, so Omer he recites the following pasuk: Ari kachecha hayu midbar v'kareya, and he has to recite a pasuk which bemoaning the fact of churban, and then he's required to be kareya. Mechuv to kriya. There's a sugi in the end of my katam. It speaks about the regular dinim of kriya that we usually associate with the chasavei. For relatives and for a bayim and other types of availus of kriya. So here too, the Gemara tells us a chiddush that a person is required to give kriya upon seeing Ari Yehuda b'chabana. Then the Gemara continues Yerushalayim b'chabana. A person then sees Yerushalayim b'chabana. So Omet Sion Midbar, how do you say Yerushalayim Shmama v'kare? He is required to tear an additional kriya. So even though he saw one of the other Ari Yehuda, when he sees Yerushalayim, that's a churban in and of itself, and then he has to tear a second time kriya. They said Mikdash b'chabana. What if he already saw the Ari Yehuda and he already saw Yerushalayim, and now he keeps on going and he comes to the Machon Mikdash, and he sees the Machon Mikdash is b'chubana. So Omer Beis Kachena b'sifartenu Hashem Hilulucha b'seinu ha'ilusreifas eish b'chol machamadenu ha'yolah charva v'kareh. He has to recite the pasuk, also Mishayel, and then at that point he has to hear kriya. So three distinct dinim of kriya that the Gemara tells us, that there's a din of kriya under Ari Yehuda b'chubana, there's a din of kriya under Yerushalayim b'chubana, and there's a din of kriya under Beis Hamikdash b'chubana. How exactly do we define whether something is considered to be b'churbanam? So the second of the Ma'amar Kamos, the Magen Avraham, and the Chaim, and Simon Tov Kos Samach Aleph, so Katan Aleph is the Magen Avraham, at the end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, for these dinim, the very last Simon of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, for the dinim of Kriya and Ari Yehuda appear. So the Magen Avraham tells us the following yisod, that what constitutes b'churbanam? So he's referring that this Sivkot of the Magen Avraham is going on to Ari Yehuda. So what constitutes b'churbanam? Aval Mishi Yoshu Behen Yisrael says there may be Jews who are living there. I mean, to the days of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham lived in the 1500s in Poland. So it could be there were some Jews who lived in some of the Ari Yehuda. It could be there was a Jewish community in Hebron or some of the other perhaps there were places where there were some Jews who were living. So the Magen Avraham says one should not mistakenly think that that's considered to be no longer b'churbanam. He says, Aval Mishi Yoshu Behen Yisrael Kevin She Umos Moshe that since the non-Jews are in control, the non-Jews are governing, and who was in control of the days of Magen Avraham, a little bit later was the Turks, and whatever, I think before this was already before the Turks, to check the history book, somebody was in charge, the Muslims, the Crusaders, somebody, whatever, it wasn't us, that's for sure. So the Magen Avraham says that any time you have a situation where it's going, who are in control of the area, that's labeled up Yaloch es Chibbonim, even though you may have a Jewish community, you may have a very flourishing Jewish community, it doesn't matter, the Magen Avraham says, that's considered by the halacha to be the definition of the churbanam. It is this comment of the Magen Avraham that when the Magen Avraham wrote this, so he was talking about the situation where there are Jews who are living there, but it's under non-Jewish control. So now the later poskim discussed, the more modern day poskim, after 1967, so what if you have the reverse type of a situation? What if you have a city which is under Jewish control, the Jewish government is in charge, but there's not really a flourishing Jewish community, there may be no Jewish community there. So is that considered to be the Chabana, that considered to be the Yeshuva? So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that he thinks that if the criteria is is who's the Moshel. So just as the Magen Avraham said that if the Moshel are non-Jews, that's called Bechabana. So then the flip is also true, that if the Moshel are Jews, so even though that happens not to necessarily be not exactly the picture that we'd like the city to look like, but if so the Jews are in control, so perhaps that's no longer called Bechabana, and therefore the dinner of Kriya would no longer apply. So this is a Meshach's track where he writes that he wrote the Shavuot after 1967. So he writes that if a person sees Ari Yehuda Bizman Hazeh, so he doesn't think that you have to tear Kriya. Even let's say you go to some of the Ari Yehuda, there may be no Jews that are living there. Afa Pichain, if the Jews are in control, so that's not considered to be Bechabana. Then Ramesha goes on and he says that the med of our mamurim, that this is the hagdara of the chubanim versus the yeshuvam. So perhaps this is only true when we're dealing with Ari Yehuda. But let's say in the other extreme, the Gemara speaks about three different levels of Kriya. There's a din of Kriya for the Ari Yehuda, there's a din of Kriya for Yerushalayim, there's a din of Kriya for the Machama Mikdash. So when it comes to the Machama Mikdash, when we also define that in terms of if it's under Jewish control, so if it's under Jewish control, that's the Yeshuva, so Ramesh says no. He thinks that's fundamentally different. When we're dealing with the Machama Mikdash, so the criteria, whether it's the Yeshuva, whether it's Bechubana, whether it's Bebinyana, whether it's Bechubana, is there a Beis Mikdash there or not? Kol's man that there's no Beis Mikdash there, even if it's completely under our authority, even if that would be true. So Ramesha writes, that doesn't change the facts on the ground. That in terms of the Machama Mikdash, so the halachic definition of Churban is very different than the Ari Yehuda. Ari Yehuda is a political question. Ari Yehuda is, tachlas, who's running the government in the Ari Yehuda? In the Machama Mikdash, we don't care who's running the government. It doesn't matter who has political jurisdiction here. It matters, is there a Mikdash or not? There's no Mikdash. That's by definition called the Churbana. And there would be a requirement to tear Kriya, even this man has that. Then Ramosha raises the following shaila. What about the middle ground? So we talked about the two extremes. We talked about the Ari Yehuda, where the Magen Avraham tells us is a political issue. It all depends on who's the Moshe. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, so it all depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all depends on the Beis HaMikdash. What about the middle din of Kriya? What about the din of Kriya on Yerushalayim? So which way does that go? So Ramosha says one could present one of two possibilities. One could say that Yerushalayim is more Mikdash oriented. That Kedushas Yerushalayim, what gives Yerushalayim its unique status in Halacha is the fact that it's the outer precinct of the base of Mikdash. We know in Hilchas Kabbanos, there are certain Kabbanos, Kachim Kal, and you can eat it all of Yerushalayim. Meister Sheini is Nechol of all of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim has certain aspects of Halacha like the base of Mikdash. So maybe one can argue that Kedushas of Mikdash Yerushalayim, that goes as a package deal. So we're going to define Churban versus Dinyan in terms of the base of Mikdash as a function of is there a Beis HaMikdash or not. So maybe that should be true in terms of defining Yerushalayim as well. So maybe one could argue that Yerushalayim is Man Hazeh, so there would be a Chiyuv Kriya on the, let's say, if I would take the Halachic Yerushalayim, that part of the old city of Yerushalayim that the Halach is considered to be the real bona fide Yerushalayim. It was the old Gulas of Yerushalayim. So one could argue that since we're giving different criteria for what constitutes Churban and Dinyan, that Ari Yehuda is a political issue, Beis HaMikdash is in a sense more of a spiritual issue, depends on the physical Beis HaMikdash, so maybe Yerushalayim should fit closer into the pattern, should fit closer in the halacha of the Makom HaMikdash. So Ramesha writes not that way. Ramesha writes that he thinks that Yerushalayim has its unique status in halacha. True, it happens to be the Makom HaMikdash, it happens to be the extended Makom HaMikdash, that's true, but he thinks that Yerushalayim also has a certain quality to it, that it's considered to be, in a sense, the highest of the Ari Yehuda. It's the capital city. I mean, Yerushalayim has a mile, not only in terms of spiritual, but it has a mile in terms of politics also. And that's a halacha concept, that the halacha recognizes that there are two aspects of Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim b'kedushah, so there's Yerushalayim as the Makom HaMikdash, there's Yerushalayim of Meis HaSheni and Kachim Kal, Rokam and Pesach. That's one din of Yerushalayim. And then there's a second din of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Ir HaMelucha. That's where the Malchus Beis David is supposed to be situated. So Yerushalayim is also the capital, the political capital of Eretz Yisrael, not just the spiritual capital. So one can argue that it's that political mile of Yerushalayim, that special, unique, that's the place of the government, that's the place of the Malchus. So it's that aspect of Yerushalayim that requires an additional din of Kriya. When the Chacham was mistaking Kriya and Yerushalayim b'chavana, so which aspect of Yerushalayim are we tearing for? Are we tearing in Yerushalayim because it's the Makom HaMikdash, or are we tearing in Yerushalayim because it's the Makom HaMalchus? So Rav Moshe writes, he thinks that the second is true. He thinks that the special, unique Kriya that was instituted by the Chacham when Yerushalayim b'chavana, was not really based in Mikdash oriented. It was Malchus oriented. It was Ari Yehuda oriented. So that's true. So then the Magen Avraham's Hagdara, that it all depends on who's the Moshe, it all depends on who's running the shots, it all depends on who's calling the shots, who's in charge. So that should apply to the Din of Kriya and Yerushalayim as well. So the Moshe came up with a split sock. So Lamaisa, Rach Lamaisa, should one be tearing Kriya on Yerushalayim or not? So Ramaisha says, all depends. There are three different dinim of Kriya. So the din of Kriya on our Yehuda, says Ramaisha, that doesn't apply after 1967. After the Jews are still in charge, so assuming Rashi wrote the Tshuva, that was the reality. So assuming that it's under a Jewish government, so Ramaisha writes that there's no din of Kriya. On the Machal HaMikdash, Ramosha thought, for sure there's a din of Kriya. On Yerushalayim, so Ramosha was Mechadish, it's not the no din of Kriya. One could argue with that Shara of Ramosha, with that middle ground of Ramosha, but that was the Psach that he had. So that seems to me what many people are knowing, this, in a sense, compromised Psach. That, nobody that I know tears on the Ari Yehuda Bizman Hazeh, nobody that I know tears on Yerushalayim either Bizman Hazeh, but people do tear on the Machal HaMikdash. Those who follow this Psach of Ramosha do insist on tearing on the Machal HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, because notwithstanding the fact that it's from the Jewish control, it's still called the Chabana, because the definition of Chabana vis-a-vis the Machal HaMikdash is different than vis-a-vis Yerushalayim and vis-a-vis the Ari Yehuda. This idea that the Machal HaMikdash can still be labeled as the Chabana as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, even though the situation may look otherwise very positive. So this is what the Rav said also, that said of, some of you probably remember this, it said of in the Rav, that after the Six Day War, so people wanted to abolish Nachim. They didn't want to say Nachim and Tishbav anymore. So how can you say Ir Achareva Vabazuya? It's over Shekel of Nekadosh Baruch. It's not true. It's ours again. So the Rav said no. The Rav said Alpidin, that it's still called Chareva Vabazuya Vishmava, Kozman, that there's no Machal HaMikdash. If the base of Mikdash isn't rebuilt, so that's still considered to be Rechabana. So that idea that the Rav was saying in terms of Nuscha Tfila, that the Nuscha Nachim is still apropos Bizman Hazeh, that's the same thing the Rav Moshe was saying in terms of the Chiyav Kriya, that the Machal HaMikdash doesn't depend on politics, the Machal HaMikdash only depends on the existence of the base of Mikdash. This idea that the Magen Avraham began for us, or Rav Moshe developed for us, that short of the Machal HaMikdash proper, so there is a concept of the Yeshuva, there is a concept of who's the Moshe, there is a concept of who's the political, who's in political control. Being in political control changes the status in Halacha, that Yerushalayim is considered Bizman Hazeh to be the Yeshuva, and the Ari Yehuda Bizman Hazeh considered to be the Yeshuva, just because of the fact that there are the Jews who are controlling. So this idea that it concerns us, who exactly is the Moshe? So this may have its roots in a very important sheet of the Ramban, a very famous Ramban, and the third of the Ramakomos, the Ramban and the Pasagas to the Sefer Mitzvos. Now, after the Rambam lists all the Mitzvos, the says and also says, so the Ramban has a few Ha'aras on the Rambam, and he says the Rambam left out a few, he forgot a few. The Rambam didn't forget a few, there are reasons why he didn't mention them, there are reasons why he didn't mention them. But the Ramban lists off half a dozen Mitzvos that he thinks that the Rambam should have counted, and you have to end up with 613, so there are a few mitzvahs that the Rambam counts, that the Ramban says he shouldn't have counted. But in the list of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that say that the Ramban claims should have been counted, is the following. The third of the Mamakamas, the Ramban tells us, Mitzvah Reviyah, She Mitzvahenu L'Reshes Ha'aretz, Asher Nosan HaKel Yisbrach Yisrael L'Avisenu Abim Tzuchu Yaakov, Tolo Na'azva Biyadzu L'Seinu Min Ha'umos L'Shmama. So the Ramban says, there's the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, there's the mitzvah of taking over and taking control of Eretz Yisrael. And he quotes the Pasuk, V'hu Amru Lahem, that's what the Pasuk means in Parshas Maaseh. If you take a look at the Ramban, Ala Torah there, the Ramban also alludes to what he's saying. He's a little bit more ma'arich here and say for mitzvahs. That's why I put this one on the Ramban Kamos. But he writes, Bekisr there, the same idea. V'arashtim es ha'aretz v'shaftim bo, ki lachem nasati es ha'aretz, l'resh nosav es nachaltim es ha'aretz, etc. The Ramban understands this as one of the mitzvahs, and it counts as actually formally as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So the Ramban is taking issue with the Rambam, that the Rambam did not count the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, of taking over Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah b'snei atzma. And this is a problem, Nachar, to shoot this around, and why the Rambam left it out. So different Achronim give different reasons why. There are some Achronim who claim that the Rambam held that mitzvah doesn't apply to Shas Achur, but it only applied Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so it's not a mitzvah l'dayra. That's what some Achronim said. And other Achronim say the Rambam left it out because he felt that it was part of another mitzvah. It was part of the mitzvah of Losachayek on the Shema of the Shiva Zayin Umo, so it was part of the mitzvahs that plays Boris. Yes, part of some other mitzvah. The Rambam also says you have to live in Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam felt that it doesn't count for some technical reason as a mitzvah b'snei atzma. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says it counts, it's a bona fide mitzvah. experts to say mitzvah putting on tefillin, mitzvah sitting in the sukkah is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what exactly is this mitzvah? What exactly is the fulfillment of this mitzvah? So the Ramban is ma'arich on this, and he basically tells us that there really seem to be two distinct parts of this mitzvah. So the nichbo kaseh inyan, the mitzvah zuber kamas acherim, kavi yisbarach bor shuras aretz, shes ma'ar v'seichem, etc. And if you skip down a little bit more, the Ramban tells us three lines from the bottom. She'anu nitztaveinu laharaga umel sahem bilachama mimanu. Vimratu lahashlim, that let's say come into Eretz Yisrael and the Zion umos are there and they want to make peace with us. So nashlim imoim in the azvein b'tzron yiduim. So then there are halachas about how we're permitted to let them remain in Eretz Yisrael. There are different details in terms of under what categories we're permitted to let the goyim live in Eretz Yisrael. But one thing is clear, says the Rambam, Eretz lo naniachos abiyadom, for lo biyadzu losam in haumos bedorim in hadoyres. The Rambam is clear that this is a mitzvah of hadoyres, like all the other mitzvahs of Torah, and the nature of the mitzvah primarily is not to be meniach Eretz Yisrael biyadom, not to leave the Eretz Yisrael to be under non-Jewish control. That's the way the Ramban is being mounted in this mitzvah. Then the Ramban goes on a little bit further, that's this often Ramban comes, it's very, very long piece, but the second half the Ramban writes that there's a second half of this mitzvah also, that we shouldn't just think that this mitzvah is a mitzvah of politics, we shouldn't just think this is a mitzvah of government, this is a mitzvah called Yochid V'Yochid. What's the mitzvah called Yochid V'Yochid? The Ramban writes, to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban writes that there are two aspects of this mitzvah, Arash to Misa'aretz. There's a mitzvah on the Tzibur, there's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael has an obligation to see that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael as a whole, which in modern terms translates to mean i.e. government, it means you have whoever is the sovereign state of that area, that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah HaKlal. But the Ramban says that's not enough. Let's say you have a situation where Klal Yisrael will they'll have sovereignty, it belongs to us, and they all leave, everybody leaves and goes move somewhere else. The Ramban says, so in theory, you control Eretz Yisrael, but Lamaite, if you're not living there, so then you're being mevatel of the mitzvah as well. So the Ramban says that there are two halves of the mitzvah. So you get the impression from the Ramban that if a person just lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he's living under the Turks, he's living under the British, so that's half the mitzvah. I mean, that's the mitzvah of prop. There's a mitzvah called Yochid Yochid to live in Eretz Yisrael. But then there's an additional mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Tzivu, the mitzvah klal, to control Eretz Yisrael, to be moshul in Eretz Yisrael. These are two halves of this all-encompassing mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz, according to the Ramban. So the Chorah, what the Ramban is telling us is he really a Yisod in terms of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that we shouldn't think that mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael just means to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the whole mitzvah, that's half the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, an integral component is to control Eretz Yisrael. That's the Lashon Ramban, lo naniachos abiyadam. That means you can have goyim living there sometimes, but to give them jurisdiction there, to give them control there, so that's a bit though of this mitzvah. So l'chora, this seems to be the background of what the Magen Avraham is telling us. Magen Avraham is telling us, you said that how do you define whether Ari Yehuda called b'chuban or called b'yeshuvan? So the Magen Avraham says it all depends on politics. It all depends on the government. Who depends on who's the sovereign state? So you have to look at the Magen Avraham and say, who cares who the sovereign state is? If there are Jews living there, so that's b'yeshuvan. If there are no Jews living there, that's b'chuban. So the answer is that's not true. That's only half the picture. And according to the Ramban, that it doesn't only depend on Jews living there. What's the ether is, who's in control? There are Jews in control. So that's considered to be the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz. So that declares that Eretz Yisrael is be Yeshiva. If there are a lot of Jews living there, but they're living under a foreign government, so that may be wonderful for the Yechidim, but that's not the mitzvah of Tzibur. So that's Tak Alpidin called Bechubban, and there would be a requirement of Kriya under Ari Yehuda. So I think that this Ramban is really the source for this Pesach of the Magen Avraham, which led to the Pesach of the Moshiach Bizman Azeh, that the din of Kriya Bizman Azeh still exists for the Makom HaMikdash, but doesn't exist for the Ari Yehuda, and Rav Moshe's Chiddush, that doesn't exist for Yishalayim as well.
The Ramban says that you need both. You need to live in Eretz Yisrael and also to rule. For example, the ruling in Eretz Yisrael, that's not a mitzvah. I think that's a
Chiyuv HaTzibur, right.
So could you likewise say that the living in Eretz Yisrael is also a Chiyuv HaTzibur?
No, but the Ramban himself continues. That's the part that I left out because it got too long. But the Ramban says, yeah, he says, no, Safa, mitzvah zu, a prop mitzvah zu, is a mitzvah called Yochid to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, there is a machlokes and the later achronim, how far did the Ramban go? We know there are different kinds of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs chiyuvis and there are mitzvahs kiyumis. There are some mitzvahs, let's say if a person has a mitzvah to put on tefillin in the morning. If you don't put on tefillin, you're considered to be mevatalas a mitzvah. That's an aveira, to be mevatalas a mitzvah. There are other mitzvahs like eating in the sukkah, other mitzvahs like wearing tzitzis, where if I don't wear the beggar of dalat kantra, so then I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah. So it's not called a mevatal a mitzvah. If I'm smart, if I want to chaper on the mitzvah, I want to do the right thing, so I'll go ahead and I'll put myself into an obligation and I'll chaper on the mitzvah of tzitzis. But if a person doesn't wear the tzitzis and doesn't sit in the sukkah and chalamayid, as long as he doesn't eat chukma sukkah, so he's not being mevatal a mitzvah. So yesh b'yesh, there are mitzvahs chiyuvis and there are mitzvah kiyumis. So that's the question of the later poskim, the contemporary poskim. What did the Ramban mean? The nature of this mitzvah of Yishever Sot, did the Ramban mean that it's a mitzvah like tefillin? It's a mitzvah that if a person, any person who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael is mevatel as a mitzvah? So Rav Moshe didn't think that that was right. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezra, when he writes, he finds it very, very difficult to make such a statement. He says he thinks that what the Ramban meant is a mitzvah kiyumis. That means it's a gewaltige mitzvah, a person, the same way a person runs after all mitzvahs, a person should run after this mitzvah. But to say that a person who lives in chutzlars is a mevatel as a mitzvah, so Rav Moshe says he doesn't think that that's correct, even according to the Ramban and others. Not everyone agreed to Rav Moshe's reading of the Ramban. It's going to, of course, have very, very serious ramifications of halacha. Let's say you have other factors. Let's say a person comes to make a decision, should I live in Eretz Yisrael, should I not live in Eretz Yisrael? So it depends what kind of mitzvah we're dealing with. If you're dealing with a mitzvah like Hanochas Tefillin, there's very little to go into the decision-making process. It means it's a double portion. There are very, very few factors short of Pikuach Nefesh that are going to permit you not to put on Tefillin. So if you view the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael like not like Rav Moshe's understanding, like those who want to argue that it's a mitzvah which is a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv according to the Ramban, so then you're going to have to work really, really hard to figure out a reason why a particular person is not living in Eretz Yisrael. If you go to Rav Moshe's mahalach, that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, so that's true, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's true, it's a very important mitzvah, so we should run after it. But it's not the end all. I mean, sometimes there may be other factors. When you deal with the mitzvah kiyumis, so maybe there are other factors that have to go into the equation. That's why the Tzitz Eliezer writes in a tshuva. This is a very, very controversial tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. But the Tzitz Eliezer was asked to Shaila, is it appropriate for youth groups to encourage children to go in Aliyah against the wishes of the parents? Is that an appropriate thing? So the Tzitz Eliezer writes in a tshuva, and he basically says like Rav Moshe. I don't remember whether he quotes Rav Moshe or not, but he says the same he says Rav Moshe. He says, well, it depends. He says, we know there's a klal that if a parent tells you not to do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to listen to them. So if a parent tells you not to put on tefillin, you're not allowed to listen to them. What's the din if a parent says, don't wear tzitzis? So l'chor the din is that you have to listen to the parents, because the parents aren't telling you to do an aveira. The parents are just telling you, he's not telling you to be mevatel a mitzvah. He's telling you not to put yourself in a situation until you get a kiyum a mitzvah. So kibur avayim is a mitzvah chiyuvis, and putting on tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis. So l'chor, mitzvah chiyuvis is more important. So that's what the Tzitz Eliezer writes. If a parent tells a child that don't go to Eretz Yisrael, so the Tzitz Eliezer writes, he's not so sure that you're allowed to go. He says the parent is telling you to do something, so that's a mitzvah chiyuvis of kibur avayim. You want to do a mitzvah kiyumis at the expense of kibur avayim, it's not so partial that you're allowed to do that. So that was a very, very, as you can imagine, that was a controversial tshuva. Rav Avadi Yosef didn't write that way. He writes the Feirish in a different tshuva, that even against parents' wishes, a person is mechuyav to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that machlokes, the Gedolei HaPoskim of today, is probably going to revolve around how to read this Ramban, about how far did the Ramban go. First question, do we pass like this Ramban? That's the first thing. The Rambam didn't quote it as one of the Targum Mitzvahs. But even in Aniach, we pass like this Ramban, how far did the Ramban go? So that's up for question. But anyway, that's maybe more Eretz Yisrael topic. We're back to Yerushalayim. So getting back to this story, so this idea of the Magen Avraham, that Churban and Binyan are functions of politics, so this is probably has its roots in this idea of the Ramban, that part of the Mitzvah of Aretz goes back to politics as well. This idea that we're using different criteria to define what constitutes Churban and Binyan, so we find this in a different concept, a different aspect in Halacha, also relating to Kedushas HaMikdash. And this is a very famous Rambam. We spoke a little bit about this Rambam in previous years. The Rambam in the fourth of the Rambam, the Rambam Huchas Beis Tebechira, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam is addressing the issue of Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Sha'atav, Kitcha L'Yasad Lavo, or Kitcha L'Sha'atav, Lo Kitcha L'Yasad Lavo. This is the sugya that appears in many, many places in Shas. Now we know that there were different acts of Kedusha that were done in different geographical areas many, many thousands of years ago. So let's say, for example, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. That was Kedusha Sa'aretz, and there are ramifications by Allah of Kedusha also. We're speaking about Kedusha, we're not just speaking about some sublime, spiritual, up-in-the-air thing. Kedusha always reflects itself in terms of mitzvahs. So there's a Kedusha Sa'aretz, because there are unique mitzvahs that Eretz Yisrael has. So there's Trumas, and there's Maisus, and there's Shemitah. So the mitzvahs of Pulis Ba'aretz are a function of the Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the Gemara says that in the days of Yeshua, they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Now the question becomes, can anything happen at a later date in history to be mevatel that Kedusha, to cancel, to revoke that Kedusha? So the Gemara raises a question, maybe, yeah. Maybe if the original Kedusha was done, they Yeshua ben Nun, and the Jewish army conquered, and then the walls of Jericho tumbled down, and they took over. So maybe one can argue, easy come, easy go. That if it's the Jews who entered into Eretz Yisrael, they were Kedush Eretz Yisrael, that was the Mekadesh. So maybe when that kibush is over, if Nebuchadnezzar comes and kicks the Jews out, so now it's no longer under the Jewish control, so maybe the Kedusha also dissipates. So that's the Gemara's question. Do you say that or not? Do you say Kedusha Rishona is Kitcher Lashata, Vikitcher Liyasa, but once Eretz Yisrael was Mekadesha, it remains the Kedusha Mekdushasa Liyalam Void, and Trumasinaisis and Shemitah and Ohagos Vida Araisa Liyalam Void? That's one possibility. Do you say no? The Kedusha Rishona is Kitcher Lashata, Velo Kitcher Liyasa, that the Kedusha falls by the wayside, that the same way it came about through an act of kibush, that the kibush is nisbatel, so then the kedusha is nisbatel as well. So that's the whole discussion in the Gemara. Then the Gemara has another sugya about kedusha samikdash, or kedusha sushalayim, means here also there was an act of kedusha that was done to be mekadesh the geographic area called mikdash slash Yerushalayim, the days of David and Melech, the days of Shlomo and Melech, when they built the base of mikdash, so they were mekadesh. The pasuk says in Sefer Melachim, Yomahu kidash Melech as a bias, that when Shlomo and Melech was mekadesh the base of mikdash. So the same question: do we say that kitchel the shaita vikitchel liyosin lavo, that once that area was miskatcha the kedushas of mikdash, it remains mikdushas liyolam vod, and there's nothing that could possibly be done to revoke that kedusha? But do we say no? That Kedusha Rishona was Kitcher L'Shaita, but Kitcher L'Shaita Lavo. The Kedusha was temporary, that something can happen, maybe the base of Mikdash is destroyed, then the Kedusha disappears as well. So the Gemara has this discussion both in terms of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, as well as in terms of Kedusha's HaMikdash B'Yerushalayim. The Gemara Maseches Malchim, the Gemara Maseches Ksubis, the Gemara Maseches Megillah, and in some places the Gemara seems to mix the two, but it seems to be really one and the same. It's really one basic sugya. There are nafkaminas in terms of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, vis-a-vis Trumas and Maaseres, there are nafkaminas of Kedusha's HaMikdash, vis-a-vis, let's say, can an Adam Tamei enter into the Machal HaMikdash B'Zman Hazeh. So there are nafkaminas Ladina in both areas of Kedusha, whether the Kedusha remains in full force or not. So how should we pasuk in the Halacha? So Tosfos and Yevamos points out that there seems to be discrepancies within different shittas in the Gemara itself. Tosfos dug up Tadoim and Amoraim, who seem to split the Pesach. Now when it comes to one area of Kedusha, they hold Kitcher Liyosin Lavo. Comes to other areas of Kedusha, they hold low Kitcher Liyosin Lavo. So Tosfos says, if you look carefully throughout the sugyas that are scattered throughout Shas, you'll find a common theme, that there seems to be a whole group of Tanoim and Amoraim who have the following split, have the following chiluk lahalacha. When it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is subject to Bittul. It could be that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is going to be Bittul at some point in history, whereas Kedushas HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, that can never be destroyed. That can remain in full force the Olam Void. And that can have nafkaminas Ladina. So according to some opinions that tells us, Trumas and Maisus and Shemitah, that's all going to go by the wayside. I mean, Midaraisa, there's not going to be any Truma, not going to be any Maisus, not going to be any Shemitah, nothing. Midarabana there'll be, but Midaraisa there won't be. Masha'en Kain, Kedushas HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Kiyitzer B'Tameh, entering onto the Makom HaMikdash, that will remain in full force, because that's a different type of Kedusha. My high, what's the Svar L'Chalik? It's the same Shaila, either Yeh B'Tela or no B'Tela. So I happen to be M'Chalik and say that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is B'Tela, but Kedushas HaMikdash it's still Kayanis. So Tosfos searches frantically to try to find a mocha for this. Tosfos shows you from different opinions of the Gemara that the Chiluk is true. Tosfos shows you for a fact that there are Tanoim and Amoraim who distinguish as such. But Tosfos is very, having a lot of difficulty understanding why this should be so, justifying the lumdus, the logic behind this Chiluk. So Tosfos takes a few stabs, exerts that causes. Tosfos says, well, there must be some Pasuk somewhere. Pasuk, you have to find it, dig up a Pasuk. Christ is a sound apostle. The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that says, Kilo Vasem Adata Le Menuchav Yel HaNachala. The Torah calls Yerushalayim the Nachala, the everlasting inheritance for Klal Yisrael. Nachala sounds like it's going to be the Olam Vod. Menucha was Shiloh, the Gemara says. That was a temporary Kedusha. After Shiloh was destroyed, there's no Kedusha anymore. It's like the rest of Eretz Israel, but if a person enters, goes to the city of Shiloh today, and goes in the area where the Mishkan was standing in the days of Eli HaKohen, so that's okay, you're allowed to do that. There's no Kedusha Zmachem to Shiloh anymore. So the Gemara says in the end of Zvachim that Shiloh was the Menucha, it was a temporary Mikdash, and the Nachla was the Yerushalayim. So Tosha says maybe that Gezeres HaKosov, that Pasuk Nachla is the Yerushalayim, that's the marker that the Kedusha lasts the Olivot. That's one possible approach of Tosha. Then Tosha tries another approach. Tosha says, Pasuk in Tehillim, Zeis Menuchasi Adayad, Poe Shei Kivisiya. Adayad means forever and ever. So Gezeres HaKosov, that Kedusha of Mikdash is not the Taylor. Then Tosha takes another attempt. Tosha says, there's a pasuk we just read in last week's parasha, Parshas Mahar, where the Torah says, the din of Bati Arichoma. If you have a house in a walled city, so the halachas are different in terms of mechir, in terms of geula. So how do you define a walled city? So the pasuk says, Asher lo choma. What does lo choma mean? So there's a kriyot ksiv that it's written with an aleph, but it's pronounced with a vav. What does that mean? It's pronounced the same pronunciation, so that's the problem. What exactly does that mean? But the Poskim say when the Balkari looks at that word, he's supposed to think Vav, not supposed to think Aleph, he's supposed to think Vav. It's hard to check on the Balkari in that one. How's he going to read into his mind? That's the din. He's supposed to look at the word Alba, the Lamed Aleph, and think Lamed Vav. What's the difference between Aleph and Vav? All the difference in the world. Aleph means no, and Vav means yes, means it has it. So the Gemara in Erechim says, why did the Torah write such a strange way that's written one way and supposed to be thought out by the Balkari the other way? So it teaches the following halacha, that even if right now it doesn't have a wall, if it had a wall at one time, at the time of Kibush Ha'aretz, at the time of Yeshua Binun, so that's considered to be a walled city. It's in fact for this reason that Megillas Esther, when the Chacham were Misakein, the Din of Shushan Purim, so they patterned that after the Din of Bati Arichoma, so also they were Misakein, that if it had a wall in the days of Yeshua Binun, even though right now it doesn't have a wall, so it's still it's treated like an Imul Kepes Choma. So says Taisus, you see that when you're dealing with Kedushas Choma, when you're dealing with the special, unique status of an Ir Choma, so Ir Choma doesn't matter whether the wall's there now. What matters is, was there ever a wall? There was ever a wall at one time, in the beginning of history, so it's Ke'ilu, it's Kayamis now also. So Taisus says, oh, Kedushas HaMikdash, Kedushas HaShalayim, those are dinim of Choma, Lefnim Min HaChoma, you eat the Kabbalah Lefnim Min HaChoma, you eat Ma'is HaShem Lefnim Min HaChoma. So when you're dealing with a Kedusha that's wall-oriented, a walled city type of Kedusha, so then there's a special Kedusha, so as long as it had a wall at one time. You're dealing with Eretz Yisrael, stay Eretz Yisrael, it has nothing to do with walls. So you're dealing with Kedushas Trumas, and Ma'isas, and Shmit, and the Mitzvah Tluis Baretz. So then, if Lamaisa, there's no Kibush now, so in the middle, the Kedusha falls by the wayside. So these are Tosfos, three different approaches to justify the Chiluk in Halacha between Kedushas HaMikdash on the one hand, that's Kayemis, Bezman Hazem, in contrast to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is not Kayemis. So the Rambam comes to the exact same conclusion as Tosfos in Yevamos, but for an entirely different reason. So the Rambam tells you, in the fourth of the Ramakam, the Nuch is based on the Chira, Perek Vav Alachet Ezayim, V'lama Ani Omer B'Mikdash V'Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishon, Akitcha Liyasad Lovo, V'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael, in Shviyas, V'Maisas, V'Chayetz, Ben Lo Kitcha Liyasad Lovo. Why this distinction? So, where Tosfos quotes Tzukim, the Ram gives you a Svara. V'Fisha Kedusha V'Mikdash V'Yerushalayim, Mipnei HaShchina, V'Shchina Eina B'Tela. Says the Rambam, what was the Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael? The Mekadesh of Eretz Yisrael was, Gemara always uses the lashon, the kibush, the conquering. That's a human action. If the human action, if it's Basav Adam, Klal Yisrael, who are Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael, easy coming to go. Klal Yisrael aren't here anymore, so then there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But the Beis HaMikdash and the Yerushalayim, by extension, had a totally different source of Kedusha. It wasn't the human hands. It wasn't human hands that were Mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash. It was Ashras HaShchina that's Mekadesh the Machon and Mikdash. So the Shechina ain't a Betela. The Nebuchadnezzar can come and conquer Eretz Yisrael. He can destroy the Jewish army. He can kick all the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael. But Shechina ain't a Betela. He can't throw HaKadosh Baruch Hu out. So the Kedusha HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, which is Nevas, which stems from the Kedusha, from the din of Shechina, so Al Pi Halachas ain't a Betela. So that's a totally different picture than Tosfos. Tosfos would give you Gzeres HaKosov, a Pasuk in Tehillim, a Pasuk in Re'eh, a Pasuk in Behar. They dig up a Pasuk to show you why the dinim are different. The Rambam's giving you a whole philosophical approach, a whole difference in Machshava as to what the source of the Kedusha is. That's why the Halacha is going to be different. And then the Rambam continues, V'arei Omer, and says the Rambam, I'll bring you a raya that I'm right. V'ashimosius b'kteshechem, from 6 parashim b'chukosai. For amu chachamim af hapi sheshomimim b'kedusha sehem omdin. Avachiv ha'aretz b'shviyas v'maizas enel alam b'beishu kibush ravim. V'kevim shenukh ha'aretz b'yedeyam b'akla kibush b'niftaram minatar m'maizas m'shviyas v'enem in Eretz Yisrael. So basically, what the Rambam is telling us is that vis-a-vis Kedusha, so Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim Mikdash are very different. But vis-a-vis Kedusha, so Kedusha San Mikdash Yerushalayim is still Kayam is Mizman Azeh. Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, so then it's going to depend. So either Kedusha may be Betel, maybe not Betel, it's a whole sugya. You have to learn Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shniyah. But the possibility for Kedusha is Aretz vis-a-vis the mitzvahs of place Aretz that it can be Betel exists according to the Rambam. Because Kedusha San Mikdash Yerushalayim is no difference Mizman Azeh. By one iota that it was in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. From once Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh the Machon HaMikdash, there is nothing in the world that can happen to be Mevatel that Kedusha, Ki Hu Zeh. So this idea that the Machon HaMikdash retains its Kedusha, even though Kedusha itself may have lost to a certain degree, so in a certain sense this is a flip of what we said before. When we spoke before about the definition of Chubana and Binyana, so we said, and there are differences, that Eretz Yisrael may be defined, or Yehuda may be defined, the Chubana versus Binyana in terms of politics, in terms of government, in terms of sovereignty. That's one aspect of Churban and Binyan. Whereas Mikdash is B'Chubana Mamish, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, and that remains even B'Zman HaZeh. So on the one hand, Eretz Yisrael is in better shape than Yerushalayim. When you're talking about political sovereignty, when you're talking about Churban and Binyan, regarding the Dinim of Kriya, so that Eretz Yisrael is in a sense better off Bizman HaZeh than Yerushalayim is, because Yerushalayim is still B'Churbana, because it's lacking the base of Mikdash. On the other hand, when you're talking about Kedusha, so in terms of Kedusha, so then it's very different, then the tables are turned. When you're dealing with Kedusha, then forget it. Yerushalayim is in better shape than Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, maybe Bapa, maybe not. Maybe it is Kibush, maybe it's not Kibush, but Mikdash doesn't matter. Mikdash stems, its Kedusha stems from the Shechina. This idea that the Rambam is developing for us, that you can have different Mekadshim, you can have a Mekadish that stems from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can have a Mekadish that stems from Basav Adam, and one is subject to Bittul and the other isn't. So this, we have the same idea not only in terms of Kedusha's Makom, we have this in Kedusha's Man. We have a parallel to this in Kedusha's Man. So we know, of course, there are two different types of Kedusha's Man. There's Kedusha's Shabbos and Kedusha's Yom Tov. So the Gemara, the end of Masechet Tzachim, the Nafion people from last week. So the Gemara says that, why is it that we recite the Bracha Mekadosh HaShabbos? We recite the Bracha Mekadosh Yisrael HaHazmanim. So the answer is because it wouldn't be appropriate to say Mekadosh Yisrael HaShabbos, because Klal Yisrael plays no role in being Mekadosh Shabbos. Shabbos is Kaviyah V'Kaima. Shabbos existed before Klal Yisrael existed. The time of Chulash Man Baratz Chosmam was said before there was a Klal Yisrael. Whereas Achreish Zalachem Rosh Chodoshim, Kedushas Moadim, Kedushas Yom Tov, so that doesn't exist out of the context of Klai. So that's what the Rambam writes, the Li Yitzri Chas V'Shalom Klai, so would cease to exist, so then the Yom Tov would also be non-existent. There would be no concept of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos without Klai. So Shabbos exists. It existed before Klai Yisrael came into the scene. It could exist theoretically without Klai Yisrael. Shabbos is Kedusha Kaviyah V'Kaima. So what does that mean? So the answer is that it's the same idea as the Rambam telling us, Luchos Beis HaBechira, that the Mekadosh of Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Yisrael. The Mekadosh of the Yom Tov, Mitzvah Chedosh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodosh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to us. That's what we say in the Musaf, when you have Shabbos and Chedosh together, so we say, V'Shabbos Katzucha Lahem Hodata, for Rosh Chodosh Lahem Kavata. So V'Shabbos Katzucha Lahem Hodata, Hodah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us about Shabbos. He did us a favor and let us in onto his secret. But it's his. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekadosh of Shabbos. We do nothing to be Mekadosh of Shabbos. Whereas when it comes to Yom Tov, Lahem Kavata, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the rules that we're Kadosh the Yom Tov. If we're not Mekadosh of Chodesh, so it's not going to be Mekadosh. It's not going to be Kadosh of Yom Tov. So just as in the realm of Kedusha's Makom, a Kedusha that stems from a Kedush Baruch Hu can never be Betela, can exist even without Klal Yisrael, but a Kedusha that stems from Klal Yisrael needs Klal Yisrael, so Kedusha's HaMikdash remains the Olam Vohed, Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael could potentially be Betela because it depends on Klal Yisrael's existence. The same is true when it comes to the Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Moadim. The Kedusha Shabbos exists through Yom Tov, it's Kriya V'Kaima. Kedusha Yom Tov, which requires the institution of Klal Yisrael, can potentially be Betela. So at Kohanim, there are different dimensions of Yerushalayim. That there's Yerushalayim in terms of a political aspect of Yerushalayim, then there's the Kedusha aspect of Yerushalayim, and how the Kedusha Yerushalayim and the Churban Yerushalayim and the Bin Yerushalayim, how this all relates vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael. So it depends what area of Halacha you're dealing with. that the Kriya Lechod and the Kedusha Lechod, that the two aspects don't necessarily have to go hand in hand. So hopefully we should be zaycha that Yetzirah next year we can just cross out the word Chorban and we'll just celebrate Yom Yerushalayim v'Binyan Mamesh. We don't have to deal with all these challenges.